I just finished writing this one today, so I don't know how this will go. Made up my mind, got a hold of my will. I got some time to burn and some life to kill. So I hitched a ride with a sad-eyed girl and rode as far as I could ride. Made love maybe once or twice, and all in all the trip ended up being fairly nice. But I could never escape that hammering vice that was tearing up my insides. So I stepped from the car, heard an army scream about some long-haired hippie out in Nazarene who speaking blasphemy blatantly in the most holy of tongues. Said he runs a freak show, it's a pretty good scene for the misfits, the convicts, and the maladjusted teens. And he makes a pretty good window screen to keep all your bugs inside. They generally seem like a nice enough guy, so I went digging for treasure beneath the cold black sky. But it was hot as hell and I was cold as ice, buried 6 feet beneath myself. So I jumped bail and ran straight for the well, but I ended up tripping on some old garbage pail. And it was one man's freedom in the same man's jail, and he asked me to come inside. The man in the pail, he's been praying for rain, but the rain never came, so now he's praying for flames that would burn the foundation of this place away so he could rebuild his home. He grabbed a cap cup and he poured some dirty tea, got his last piece of bread and he offered it to me. But as I closed my eyes so that I could see, I noticed I was all alone. Now I'm looking like dirt and I'm smelling like grime, swimming in sorrow and I'm drowning in rhymes. And I've been cast aside for casting dice and betting against the house. Can't live your life right if you don't live on their time and find peace in their war and find law in their crime. And give up your kids before the age of 9 to be raised by some cartoon mouse. Now I'm sleeping on the side of the road, selling my clothes so I can get back home. And all the businessmen, they're throwing stones, trying to chase me out of their way. But I just sing louder and hold my ground, stand up taller when they cut me down. 'Cause no college backpack contract, military compound. Wow, that was long. Can tell me how to live my day. They're all torn to pieces with the hammer and vice, but they smell so nice, yeah, they smell so nice, yeah. They're all torn to pieces by the hammer and vice, but they smell so nice indeed. Thanks. That was kind of shaky.